Nonetheless, so zu, the first one is that you're chayiv a korban even though you're eating it with bezdin. That's the biggest chiddush. Then it says loizu avzu katani. There's a such a difference. Zu v'yein sarf loy mezu katani. Even though I learned the first chiddush, I do not need the second chiddush. But that's a klal. Sometimes we learn it also, because really the first chiddush is enough. This yochid, this talmud now that knows bezdin way made a mistake. He's eating it with bezdin directly. That's a chiddush even in such a case. That he's eating it with bezdin, still he's chayiv a korban. So that would have been enough for such a klal of zu ve'etzach lemezu katani. We still continue on, say more cases. Okay, then the Mishnah says v'yod echad mehen. Then it says v'yod echad mehem sheto ay talmid v'rol hayro. So tarati lom. What's this double lashon of echad mehem? Good. That's the bezdin. What says she talmid v'rol hayro? What's this double lashon? He's a talmid. Means he's in the front rows, he's not part of the Dayanim themselves, but he's also royal or raw. Some are raw of Itzrach. I need both of them. Because Sagot Dat Raminach, I would have thought to say, Sagot Dat Raminach, Hani Mili, Goma Vesavar. When is this Yochid responsible for his own action to say that it's Chayiv a Korbin only if he's Gomer, means he knows the Alochis, Vesavar, he understands them, he could say Svaris. That's called, he really should have known that it's also, and if he listens, he's Chayiv a Korbin. Ah, well, Gomer, but let's say he knows the lochis. But Loi Savri can't explain it. He doesn't know the reasons of the lochis. Loi, he's not called such a big a paskin. He's not a poisik. So therefore, he has a right to listen to Bezdin. Maybe he's called a shaygig. He'll be part of a korban. That's the chiddush. No, even in such a case, he's chayiv a korban. Omalei Abaye. Abaye says, Lahoira means Gomer v'Savri mashma. The Mishnah says he had to be royal hayro to be a paisik means he's gomer, he learns halach, he knows halach clearly, and v'savar, he understands them also mashma. So mashma, the Mishnah is talking about in the case of both. Or Malay, he said back to him like this, I know hokika, I mean, this is what I mean to say. Imihi, if it would have just said hayro, true, have a minahan imili gomer v'savar, you're right. The Mishnah just would have said, a person that's royal hayro, you're right. That means a person that understands the halachas, he knows the halachas, and he also knows the svaras behind him. Therefore, Tana, the Mishnah says, royal or raw, it says a second time he's a Talmud, and royal or raw, it says a double lashon. A second lashon of royal or raw, Mishnah Yisera, since it says a double lashon here, it means to teach us that afilu gomer v'loy sover, even if the person just knows the halachas, he remember he learned in Cheder that this chaylev is treif. He learned this way. Now the person is just a gomer. He learned halachas, even though v'loy sover, he does not understand the reason why, or else sover, the person understands good reasoning. He is a baal svara, but v'loy gomer. He does not know all the halachas. Still, if l'maisa, you remember that you learned in cheder that this chaylev is treif, and now Bezdin comes and tells you it's smuta, you're not supposed to listen to them. And therefore you're not called the Tola Bedas Bezdin, and that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that you are Chayiv Korban. Then the Mishnah says, Royal Hayro, Kagoin Man, who's considered somebody that's Royal Hayro? Rav Kagoin, Shimon Ben Azai, to Shimon Ben Zayma. These two people, they're called Royal Hayro. Rashi says, Shal Yoshu L'Fei Chachomim. They used to sit in front of the Chachomim. They were fit to be a poisik. The Sanhedrin, whatever the Gemara says, donin lefnei chachomim, it means Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zayma. Omalei Abaye, Abaye asked the question, listen, if you're telling me now the Mishnah is talking about a Dayan or a Talmud that's royal or raw like Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zayma, ki hai gavna meziru. If this person goes home and eats the chaylev, what does the Mishnah say is chai the korban? He's amazing. He himself knows clearly it's treif. He knows it's asa. He remembered the psukim say it's treif. I bezin says it's muta. It's a toyib of our mishnah. Luchura, why is he called the shoygi yichai of the korban? He's 100% mazit. For the gemara all the time, according to your reading of taimeich, all the time that they would learn like this: the asoisa achas. If one person does the chet, so he dashin yochid oisa mepiatz mechayiv. If the yochid makes a mistake on his own, he thought chaylev is mutter and he eats it, he's chayiv a korban. But by Roy is Bezdin potter. If he relied upon Bezdin paskin the chaylev is mutter and he eats it, he's potter from a korban. Ketzad, what's the case? Case is like this. Hoyra Bezdin paskin, she chaylev mutter, that you should know you're allowed to eat the fat on top of the cave, on top of the stomach. They hold right now it's mutti. You're allowed to eat it. And one of the dayanim now remember that they made a mistake. One of the Talmidim sitting in front of the Bezdin realizes that they made a mistake. The royal, and this Talmud knows what he's talking about. He's right to be a Pesach. To go in Shimon ben Azai. I would have thought to say maybe that pot in front of Korbin, because the Maisa now they're relying upon Bezdin. Talmud Lemon, the Pesach says no. Biasoisoi. Achas. That means Yochid Oisa Piatzmoi. Only if the Yochid does the Chet upon himself is he Chayiv. But by Roy's Bezdin Potter. By Roy's Bezni's Potter from a Korban. So the Chura, here we're dashing the Potter to say that they made a mistake because of their own mistake, because they knew Bezni made a mistake, they're Chayiv a Korban. So this Bryce is dashing clearly, they're Chayiv a Korban. Elohechim is Kachas Loss, you have a Kash on this Bryce also. How does the Bryce say that this Talmud, that's Roy Loy Raw, has to bring his own Korban if he knows Chayiv is Treif? And he ate it, the Chorot's amazed. So why is it called the Shoigi Chai of the Korban? It should be Potter from the Korban. So my answer to the case is like this. Kegoin di Yoda di Yosa, true. This Talmud remembers that he learned in Cheda that Chelib is Osa. He knows this fat is Osatit. So what was his mistake though? The Kotoya the Mitzvah Lishmoya Dirbrech Chomim. He made a mistake that he thought even in such a case, still there's a mitzvah to listen to the Chachamim. If the Bezdin Paskin is Smuta, even though they're making a mistake in the Toyib Dvar Mishnah, they're making a mistake in the Pasuk, he thought, I'm supposed to listen to Bezdin. That was his mistake. So therefore he's called the Shoigeg, and he's Chayiv a Korban, he's not called amazing. Satelo Didimi, according to me, also Nami, the case of the Toyib and Mitzvah Shmadim Chachamim, he made a mistake in this klal. Even though there is such a klal, you're supposed to listen to what the Chachamim say, but that's only if you know they did not make a mistake in a Mishnah or an Apostle. But if you know the mistake is a clear mistake, you have no right to listen to them. Divri Arav, Divri Talmud, Divri Mishaymin. That's the Svar of Ein Shlich of the Bar Avera. That the Divri Arav, even if Rav is telling you you're allowed to do it, but if you know Hashem says not to do it, you don't listen to them. So he made this mistake, that's why they're Chayiv a Korban. Right. Zeh klal, Hatoyle Biyatz Mechay, the Mishnah repeats itself a few times. So the general rule is, if you rely upon yourself, you Chayiv. If you rely upon Bez, then you Potter. So Lesuyamai, what does the Mishnah mean to include? Lesuyah, in the case of this, Mavit Bayro, a person that always rebels against Bezdin, he doesn't listen to Bezdin anyway. So therefore, that's called, even if Bezdin passes the scale of his mut and he eats it, he'll be Chayiv a Korban. Because he's not eating it because of Bezdin. He always disregards Bezdin. That's not called Tehle B'das Bezdin. He kicks Bezdin, right? Tehle B'Bezdin, Lasuya Mai. What do you mean he relies on Bezdin? Lasuya Hoira Bezdin, the Yodish Shatol. Let's say Bezdin gave a psak today, that Tehle of his mut. Now tomorrow morning they realize, oh, they made a big mistake. And v'chosru b'hem. And they retract tomorrow morning. But this person did not realize that Bezdin retracted, and tomorrow afternoon, he eats the chalif. Still he'd be potter from the carbon. Because at the time when he's eating it, he thinks Bezdin still gave the psak to the smutta. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. For the Gemara, the next Mishnah explains this clearly. It says, it's clearly later. Tomorrow says, that's not a kasha. Tani, Vadim Afarish. It says it once in our Mishnah, and the next Mishnah comes to explain it. Amr Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel. Zu Dib Rabbi Yudah. Our Mishnah is only a das. Yoch is only a Rabbi Yudah Shita. That holds if you tola bedas bezdin yopata from the carbon. It's only a yochid. Aber Chachom Amorim, and we pass with the Chachomim. Aber Chachom Amorim, yochid shasa baroiz bezdin chayiv. No, if a yochid, not a tzibur. If it's less than the tzibur of the listens to Bezdin, it's called the Shoigig Yishayiv HaKorbis. But the Machloikas Rabbi Yudah and the Chachomim. My Rabbi Yudah, where is this Machloikas? The time you learn like this. The Pasuk says, Im nefesh achas techta b'shkoga b'yasoysa, harayelu gimel miyutim. There are three miyutim in this Pasuk, nefesh achas techta. Rashi means down the Gemara and Shabbos dash. There's two drushes from here that zeh v'zeh, zeh yachov, zeh yachov, spotter on Shabbos. The Akob on the third drush is like this. If you do the shaygig because of your own, you lied upon yourself, then you chayiv a korban. But by roi is best in potter. That's what you do. Drashia, nefesh achas techto, you only chayiv a korban yochid if you relied upon yourself. But when you relied upon Bezdin, you're potter from the korban like our Mishnah. But Rabbanim argue, my Rabbanim, where are the Rabbanim? The time went like this. Adayin and Anyoim is still, I would say, miyat kal shechotu. The bright is like this: if a miyat, the minority of the kal, did a chet, chayovim vechay v'korban. Why? Shein bezdin mevin aydein par, because the bezdin does not bring a special korban for them. But roiv kal shechotu is the majority of the kal did a chet. We'll see later what does kal mean. Does it mean a sheva to the olchay Yisrael? We'll see later. But if the majority of the kal did a chet, you p'tum. I would have thought to say that potter. Why? Sharei Bezdin Mevin Aydein Par. In a case where they did it by Heroes Bezdin, Bezdin brings a par for them. Tamlo, the Potik still says no. Miyamoritz Afilu Ruba Viafilu Kula. Even if Roiv Klai So Das Echet, as long as it's not because of Heroes Bezdin, they do it by themselves, the Chayiv Korbit. That's the Braisa. Now let's explain. What does the Braisa mean? But mine, what is the Braisa talking about? Lame, if you want to tell me, Bishigas Maisa, a person made a mistake by himself. Nothing to do with the Pesach Bezdin. So our Bryce says that if a Yochid makes a mistake, I understand why he brings the Korban. But not if a Tziba makes a mistake. For why? Because Bezdin by Yechidim do not bring Kabonis, and by Tziba they bring a Korban. For the Gemara Bezdin, I will tell you, if we're talking about now a Shugas Maisa, there's no Bezdin, just you made your own mistake, so what do we bring down Bezdin altogether for? Shaloi Baro Bezdin, Mi Maisi, Shaloi Baro. Without a Psalm of Bezdin, is there any start to say that there's a power to be brought? Elo, the case has to be Baro. Yes, that Bezdin Paskin you allow to. So what are we dashing? Even though Bezdin Paskin, still Yechai Vakor, because it says, Miyam Oritz. For the Gemara, but Kiksiv Miyam Oritz, when it says the Pasuk Miyam Oritz, Veshukas Maisu the Siv. It's talking about a Yochid that makes his own mistake, not where he listens to Bezdin. So if we're talking about listening to Bezdin, what is the Brisa bring down the Pasuk Miyam Oritz? El Arad, the Brisa means like this. Elav Hochi Kom. This is what the Brisa means to say. Miyat Kal Shechotu. True, only a minority of the Kal did a chet. Veshukas Maisa. On their own, there was no Pesach Bezdin. They by themselves made a mistake. Instead of eating Shumin, they ate Chalev. So Chayavim, in such a case, a minority, I understand clearly the Chayav Korban. Why? Shein Bezdin Mevin Aydein Par Vayro. In a similar case, that if Bezdin would have Paskin that Chalev is Mutter, and Yechidim would go and listen to them, Bezdin does not have to bring a Par. There's no special Par. Therefore, the Yechidim by themselves is Chayav Korban. Kohen Chayavim. Now, Yochel, I would have thought to say the same thing, Roiv Tzibur, let's say Roiv of Klai Yisrael, Shos to Beshigas Maisa, that they make a mistake by themselves, again, no Pesach of Bezdin. I would have thought to say, if Roiv of the Tzibur makes a mistake and eats Chalev today, because I thought it was Shumin, Yei Pturim, maybe also the Roiv Tzibur should be potter from the Korban. Why? Sherei Bezdin Mevin Aleim Par by Ro. Because in a similar case, if there would have been a Pesach of Bezdin, and then Roiv of the Tzibur listens to Bezdin, there's a halacha that the Yechidim, the Tzibur is potter from the Korban, and there's only one special power that the Bezdin brings. Talmud Lomar, the Pesach says no, Meyam Oritz. That means that when do we have the Ptur? Only if the Tzibur listens to Bezdin. But if there's no Bezdin here, the Tzibur does it by themselves without a Pesach Bezdin, then the Chai the Korban. Afilu Rubai, and Afilu Kol Yisrael. So what do we see from here? That we're saying now that there's a half a minute to say when Roiv Tzibur does the Chet together, just like they do without Pipsak Bezdin, they're potter from the Korban, so maybe they do it themselves also, they're potter from the Korban. Kamash will know that the Chayiv a Korban. But the Brisa says clearly, when Yechidim do it, then the Chayiv a Korban. Why? Because if Yechidim do it, even without Pipsak Bezdin, they're also Chayiv a Korban. This is the Chom Mishita. Then when is there a Ptur? If you listen to Bezdin, only if Reiv of the Tzibur listens to Bezdin, then there's a new Korban Par. In other words, you always need a Korban to be brought. Just as a new Chiddush, we'll see later, that when Reiv of the Tzibur makes the mistake, then there's a new Korban Par to be brought that is chaper on everybody. But if only Yechidim do the Chet, even though they relied upon Bezdin, still they have to bring a Korban. That's the Chom Shita that you argue in our Mishnah, that even Yechidim, if they listen to Bezdin, still the Chayiv a Korban. The only Ptur is when you have Reif. Now, Omer HaPapa, Mimai, who told you that's John the Bryce here? Dilma, maybe, Loi Hein, Loi Bezdin, maybe nobody has to bring the Korban by Yechidim. Maybe both.
In other words, if who says, like, there's a Machlekes here, who says Rabbanon hold, that not like our Mishnah, that if a Yochid does, if he Bezdin, he's Potter. Maybe by Yechidim, both are Potter. Dilma, Loi Hein, Loi Bezdin. Both the Yochid, since he's totally in Bezdin, he's Potter. And the Bezdin is also Potter from the Par. The Par is only if the Reif Tzibur does it. Smur says, no, that can't be pshan as braisa. The Yochiv, that'll be pshan as braisa. That they're going, even Yechidim that listen to Bezdin are also potter. If so, my iru de kumahada rubai. Lechiyuvai, why does this braisa have to say chidish? That when the roiv tziba does the chet by themselves, the chayiv a korbin, now I would have thought to say that potter from the korbin. You have to teach me that the chayiv a korbin, and what's the reason why I would have thought that potter from the korbin? Because since the bedura pi heroi's bezdin, they are potter, so I would have thought to say even when they do it without a heroi's bezdin. Also that potter, that's the chidish of the price. No, in that case, the chayiv. But if you're telling me now, so like my year with the Gemhadle Ruba the Chiyuvai, Lav Mechval, isn't this a proof? Dim Yute Bairo, Kaimalei, the Mechayve, Pohiro. Isn't it a proof that since the Bryce only goes to explain that if the Tzibur does it by themselves to the Chayiv, or Mashaik, and if Yechidim do it, then for sure they're Chayiv, a Korban. Why? Because even when a Yochid does it, Api Haro is Bezn also is Chayiv. So that's the proof in this Bryce here, like we were saying before. That this Bryce holds like the Chomim, that if a Yochid does, listens to the Bezdin, does the Heroes Bezdin, still is Chayiv a Korban. Therefore, we understand clearly that if Yechidim do a Chet by their own mistake, their own Shoigit, for sure they're Chayiv a Korban. There's no reason to pater them. The only happy meaning was where a Tzibur does a Chet B'Shigas Atzmoy, I would have thought to say, since if they do it B'Shigas Bezdin, Baal Pierroi's Bezdin, they're potter from the Korban then, because Bezdin has to bring a power, maybe a Tzibur without a Bezdin also is potter, that's the Chiddush know that the Chayiv. But for Yechidim, there's no have a mina, because Pshita Yechidim Achayiv, because Pshita Yechidim Achayiv a Korban, even when they do it by Roy's Bezdin. Yeah. La Mechal de Muta by Roy, Kain Malay de Mechayiv by Roy. And the says, but the head of a soul, Beresha, why didn't the Resha come back and explain, Muta de Mechayiv a Shigas, and it goes to explain it again. Like, if it was what you're saying, it should have went to explain again to say that a Miyat, people that do it, Beshigas Maisa, yeah. From the head, and Bryce should have first explained, Bereisha Miyat de Mechayiv Shigas Maisa. First, it should have explained that if Yechidim do it by themselves, Pshita de Chayiv Korban. Well, then it should have also explained, Nehed de Raruba Lechayuva Shigas Maisa. And not only Yechidim when they do a Chet by themselves and their own Shigas de Chayiv Korban, but even a Tzibur if they do it, Al Pi Harois Atzmoy, that Chayiv Korban. El Olav, isn't it? Midalei Mahadera Miyuta de Mechayiv Shigas Maisa. Since the Braisa does not at all go to explain any reason why, if Yechidim do it by their own mistake, that the Chayiv a Korban, or the Sefer at the end, the Soni Mahadra goes to go back to explain Al Ruba Lechiyuva B'Shigas Maisa, it only, the Braisa only goes to explain what's the reason why it's the Svara, if the Tzibur does it B'Shigas Maisa, they do it because they rely upon their own mistake, that the Chayiv a Korban. Shmamin is a clear proof in this Braisa that Miyuta Bahiro Chayovin Hain. Kiss for Sira, but that's treated to this Braisa, that if Yechidim do the Chet, even though they're totally with Das Bezdin, they do it because Bezdin told its Mutter, still the Chai of the regular Korban Chattis. But Bishloi Barois, Chayav Hain Kiss for Sira, Bishloi Baro, Bishikas Maisa, Chayavim, and who are doing without her Roar, and whether it was with her Roar, without her Roar, doesn't make a difference. This Braisa also says the Chom Shitr is that the Yechidus is not Rov Tzibur. Even if you do it Api Bezdin, still you have to bring a Korban. Whether you do it Api Yatzma, whether you do it Api Bezdin, still you have to bring a Korban. Let's see, Tavayu, Stomi, Tanan. Both brises here are Stam. Both Mishnah, Mimadi, Kamais, who says our first one's Rabbi Yehuda. Who brises here are Bonham, Amy, if let me change it around. Mazdaman, Shamal, Vidorish, Muta, Ki, Hai, Governor of Yehudi. Tanya, Bidu, Aime. Alright, we'll continue on next time. We'll see. Yes, so far we had that it was Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul that said, Zu Divir Rabbi Yehuda, that the Loch of our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, but the Chum argue. Again, our Mishnah holds that if the Yochid listens to the Psak of Bezdin, where Bezdin passed in wrong, and the Yochid listens to him, our Mishnah says he's potter from the Korban. So Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul said it's only according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a Yochid, but the Chum holds that he's Chai of the Korban. Let's see at the bottom, next to the last line. Michti, let's see. Tavayu Stomi. So what was his proof? Because we had two Stam Mishnahs, two Stam Brises, that one said a Yochid that listens to Bezdin is Chayiv a Korban, and one said a Yochid that listens to Bezdin is Potter from a Korban. But it did not mention Rabbi Yehuda's name. So the question was, Michti, let's see. Tavayu Stomi Tanan. Both Brises, like says Stam. One Brises says a Yochid is Chayiv,
And one price says the Yaakov is Potter. If so, Mimai the Kamaisa Rabbi Yehuda, who told you the first Brisa that dashes the Pusik of Nefesh Achas Techeto is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that holds that a Yochid that listens to Bezdin is Potter from the Korbin, Ubas Raisa Rabbonin. And the second Brisa that says Tam, that a Yochid is Chayiv according to the Rabbonin, it doesn't say any names. Eima Ipcha, why don't I say the opposite way around? Let's say the first Brisa that says that the Yochid listens to Bezdin is Chayiv is Potter is the Rabbonin Shita, and maybe Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says is Chayiv. Samar says, no, man shamet le de dorish miyuto kiay gavna. Which Tana did we hear that darshan the chumash such a way makes such miyutim? Like our first brisa made the drasha, the pasuk says nefesh achas techeto bishgoga. So we darshan nefesh techeto bishgoga three miyutim. So who makes such miyutim like this? Samar says Reb Yehuda. It must be Reb Yehuda. The Tanya would learn like this. Reb Yehuda says. The pasuk says,